I've got a fairly simple, straightforward question for all of you tonight. What country do I live in? What country do you live in? I have to be honest, I hate this time of the year. I don't go crazy with this pagan holiday we call Christmas. Oh, that's what it's turned into being. It's all about lining the cash registers for the merchants down at the local malls or the big box stores or whatever the case may be. I had to go out this morning to see if I could acquire a picture frame for a fairly large one for a gift I'm planning on giving to some Cuban friends of ours. I was in several stores, I guess. I was in Kohl's for other reasons. I went into both Hobby Lobby and Michael's. And I little kids running all over the store, tearing the places up, climbing underneath the clothes, just, you know how you go into a big clothing store and they got sweaters and shirts and dresses and blouses hanging all over the place and little kids climbing up inside and tearing half the stuff down, and not a damn one of them spoke English. Not one. The parents are at the other end of the store letting these kids run rampant. They don't do anything to get their children to speak English. You see, they have no intent of being a part of what this country once was. Oh, no, baby. Uh-uh. Now, down here where I live, it's real common to see pickup trucks and cars running all over this valley with a great big football logo on the back of their car. It does not have one thing to do with the football team. Raider Nation. What are we talking? Oakland Raiders, whatever the football team's called. It is the perfect logo from the illegals from south of the border. They are raiding this nation. What the hell country do I live in? Stay with us. We will be back.
Much of my life has been spiced with romance. Too many bedrooms.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Say, my friends, after my sojourn to some of the local idiot stores this morning, I stormed out without spending a nickel. I just don't get it, I guess. These are kids that are old enough that they should be speaking several languages. But it goes to show you that there is no encouragement at home for these children to learn the English language. I guess they figure they're not going to have to, considering they're planning on taking over this nation anyway. So on top of all of that, Mexican citizens, according to a news report that came out this morning, will soon be eligible to apply for a trusted traveler status that will allow them to bypass some elements of airport security when they fly into the United States. Oh, yeah. Let's see. I want to fly to Boise, Idaho for the weekend, and I get felt up, or I get a cavity search, or I get a, you know, full radiation exposure, whatever. But we're going to allow some Mexican citizens to bypass some of the required airport security. Oh, yeah, this is a U.S. government-approved program that I'm sure that, you know, could well be exploited by violent drug cartels. Under the program, Mexicans who have undergone background checks and are deemed low security risks will be able to fly into major U.S. cities, breeze through customs without being questioned by U.S. customs agents. Oh, this is all put together by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Nadeika Reno and her Mexican counterparts. They announced their intent to roll out the program 2 weeks ago. And they've trumpeted it as evidence of increased information sharing and law enforcement collaboration between the two countries. Of course, it's an expansion of an existing trusted traveler program, the so-called Global Entry Program, which was launched in 2008. Expedites pre-approved passengers through the airport customs and security process when they arrive in the U.S. The program is designed to weed out low-risk passengers and enable authorities to zero in on those who may be more likely to pose a threat. Well, you know, just about a year ago, we had an underwear bomber. He seemed to have no problem getting through, you know. Sheriff Larry Deaver, who I've interviewed in the past of Cochise County, Arizona, says that drug cartels could recruit Mexicans with clean backgrounds to attain trusted traveler status and then use them to smuggle drugs and other contraband into the U.S. Well, enough of that story. It just goes to show that we stick it to the Americans. You know, aren't we the low risk? And everybody else just kind of gets what they darn well please. Good evening and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. Boy, we are getting jazzed, no matter how you look at it, my friends. Absolutely, we are getting jazzed. You figure out the meaning of the word, and, well, you'll figure it out. Just because of the way I put it. I'm your commentator and host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're glad to have you here. I guess we better take care of some other business, which some of you were expecting some 12 minutes ago or thereabouts. Well, I get around to it when I get around to it, not when you are demanding of it, you know. If you had something else to do, gee, so sorry, Charlie, so did I. Life goes on. Well, I'll tell you, this week has already started out for cockamamie doo-doo. I won't be here tomorrow, by the way. I think that, Dan, you and I need to work something out. I think we might want to consider taking maybe last... I don't remember which day's program it was. I'll figure it out before the end of the hour. We got to take a program from last week. I think it was Thursday's program. Let's find out here. And I'm going to have you rerun it because I have a date. Not a particularly pleasurable date, I might add. But I have a date with my 6-year-old granddaughter tomorrow. I need to escort her to the hospital. I'm not happy about it, but I'm her anchor. I'm her rock, and I will be there with her. And so I'm driving her and my daughter down tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to be a short haul, a long haul, but the fact of the matter is, in this life, my friends, she comes before everything. Let's take, Dan, let's take the program that we aired on the 16th, which would have been, correcto, last Thursday's program, and let's plan on running that tomorrow if you will do so. Get an earmark off to the powers that be. And it's a good program. It's something well worth re-listening to. Well, we had low trading volumes today, a lack of economic reports. All this stuff helped keep stocks confined to a fairly narrow trading range today. And as we concluded, we watched the Dow Jones Industrial decline by some 14 points. Oh, whoop-de-doo, boy, was that a big day. Of course, if gold dropped $14, you know, the pundits would talk about, oh, whoa, gold took a dive today. NASDAQ was up 7, ended their day at 2650. S&P 500 up 3 at 1247. Dow, by the way, closed at 11478. Global Dow up 2 points. Currently at 2059. Oil off 14 cents today, but we're still but 70 odd cents away from $90 a barrel. Somebody commented to me earlier that we should invest in marijuana. Marijuana today, she's worth more money than gold. I mean, why not? Speaking of which, what do the metals do today? You know, I don't know what they did throughout the day. I've had a series of things going on and off all day. Rhodium in the after hours is even at $2,400. Rhodium was up $20 today, wasn't it? Palladium currently at $741 an ounce. Platinum at $1,707. It actually reached $1,711 today. Silver was closed at $29.35 an ounce. Gold closed at almost $13.86, a little bit shy of $13.86. Given the fact that it's a holiday week, as it were, I don't think we can complain too much. I'm not going to complain too much anyway. Number one, nobody give a rip. Number two, well, there's plenty of other things to worry about. What do we have here? Well, there's a guy who wrote a book about, you know, it's a how-to guide for pedophiles. He was arrested today. It's like the story Red Fox used to say. no more sex for him. That's what they ought to do. Just don't just arrest him. Take care of him right now. Put a lot of people out of their misery. Over the weekend, there was some priest who was stripped of his frock because apparently his involvement with the abuse of children back in the 1980s was pretty horrendous. Priest from a Catholic church in New York. Bill Clinton's been named PETA's Person of the Year. What, Bill Clinton's become a vegetarian? Come on, folks. He was always a cigar smoker and a meat eater. What is this? What do you mean the nuns? Now, we all know about Hannes Wagner. Listen to this. A new buyer has emerged for the rare Hannes Wagner baseball card that was bequeathed to an order of Roman Catholic nuns. Sold at auction last month for $220,000, but the winning bidder never paid, so Dallas-based Heritage Auctions contacted one of its longtime clients, a Philadelphia cardiologist, who immediately agreed to buy the card for the same price. The money was sent by bank wire today to the School Sisters of Notre Dame. Very good. Very good. Pretty interesting. The card was left to the School Sisters by the brother of a former nun after he died earlier this year. The man had owned the card since, get this, 1936. The card wasn't in particularly good condition, but the Wagner card is the most sought-after baseball card in baseball history. Only about 60 of them are known to exist. Well, I know that's not why you tune in here, but a little bit of history never hurts. Rain is pummeling areas of California. Evacuations are being put up, called for. I guess the rest of this stuff doesn't matter. It's garbage. What do we got over here? Anything? I got the wrong mouse today, and it's driving me crazy. Doesn't work. Close that. Come on, close, you turkey. There we go. Well, a lot of things happened over the weekend. This has been the most unbelievable limp Richard Congress lame duck that we've ever witnessed, I believe. The Senate, unexpectedly in the middle of the night last night, voice vote, approved the food safety legislation. A bill that had floated in limbo for weeks because of a clerical error. That's the claim. Senate passed the Food Safety and Modernization Act on November 30th by a vote of 73-25, but the bill was later invalidated by a technical objection because it was a revenue-raising measure that did not originate in the House. Coalition of groups supporting the bill sent a letter Sunday to Senate Majority Reid and Republic rat Mitch McConnell calling for action on food safety. So S-510 will now become law. Strong food safety legislation will reduce the risk of contamination and provide FDA with the resources and authorities, meaning more money, that the agency needs to help make prevention the focus of our food safety strategies. Let me see now. Seems to me that we've got some pretty stringent growing rules in this country, but they don't have those same, requirements in Mexico or other places south of the border. They do not have the same requirements in many other countries that we import food from. China. I don't know. What do we get out of China? Once again, these guys have got to stick their finger in the pot. It's just another way to raise revenue. It's another way to screw with the public. It's another way for them to tell us, we're big brother, we know what's best for you. I don't know, folk. Of course, now we got government doing something else. Hang on, Snoopy. Hang on. You see, our government is creating a vast domestic spy network to collect information about you and I. And all this has been going on since long about September the 12th, 2001. Government's using for this purpose the FBI, the local police, homeland security offices throughout each state, military criminal investigators. Now, the system collects, stores, analyzes information about thousands of U.S. citizens and residents.
But if you're not doing anything wrong, you got nothing to be concerned about.
But all these people who've had this information stored and analyzed, none of them have ever been accused of any wrongdoing. But the government's goal is to have every state and local law enforcement agency in the country feed information to Washington to buttress the work of the FBI, which has conducted its own investigation of the matter. According to the report, the network includes 4,058 federal, state, and local organizations, each with its own counterterrorism responsibilities and jurisdictions.
At least 935 of these here organizations have been created since the 2001 attacks.
FBI is building a database with the names and personal information of thousands of U.S. residents and citizens. All right, this is what I love about columns like this. They make themselves 17 paragraphs instead of three by continuing to repeat the same thing over and over and over. Oh, by the way, the cost of this network is difficult to measure. The Department of Homeland Security has given $31 billion in grants since 2003 to state and local governments for Homeland Security and to improve their ability to find and protect against terrorists. Where does Homeland Security get $31 billion? This year alone, they gave $3.8 billion to local law enforcement agencies. Where does Homeland Security get $31 billion? This is just insanity. So let's see. They're going to make it simple for foreigners, specifically those from Mexico, to get into the country without going through the same customs issues that you and I will have to go to if we return from a trip to, oh, say, maybe I want to go down and visit my friend in Argentina. But when I come back, an American citizen with an American passport, born and raised in this country, I'm going to get put through more crap at customs than somebody coming up from Mexico that's on the easy sleazy list. I don't get it. Or maybe I do. It's control. I like Nina Totenberg over at NPR. This is cute. She's on the air and she says, I was at a, well, forgive the expression, a Christmas party. Oh, I bet she wouldn't have put it that way if she had stated that she was at a Hanukkah party or a Kwanzaa party. Hey, come on, man. Kwanzaa's only a little over a week away, huh? Why do people feel like they have to apologize for saying Merry Christmas? How about I was at a, forgive the expression, but a happy holiday party. Oh, yeah. And then Al Sharpton? I'm looking at a picture of Al Sharpton with his arms up in the air giving the victory sign like Richard Nixon used to do. Well, Al Sharpton has very quietly been working with the FCC to help write so-called decency standards for the Internet. I thought that was Abe Foxman's job. Because of anybody talking about the Jews? You're picking on us again. You must be an anti-Semite, Abe Foxman would say. We can't have that. It sounds like hate speech. We're going to help write some hate speech laws. We can't think, have you thinking in a hateful manner. I won't even try to replicate the way Al Sharpton might say it. Do you know Sharpton's background? This cat was... Al Sharpton was discovered as a so-called preacher at the age of 4. Oh, yeah, real cute. Cute little boy. He preaching the word, baby. Four-year-old little kid shucking and jiving. Unbelievable. Oh, but there's a whole reason I brought up the FCC. You heard about what happened over the weekend. And today. Oh, yeah, the FCC. And their threat to Internet freedom. You know, they're using this term net neutrality. Sounds pretty nice. Like everything else those guys try to shove down our throat. I don't know about you, but the web's working pretty good for me. I don't have any problems with it. The new rules are going to inhibit investment, deter innovation, create a billable hours bonanza for the liars. Some of you pronounce it lawyers, but it's really the same thing. Stay with us, little Richie Connick. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ow, I got a man that's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk up to his gate, see if we can get it straight, 'cause I want him. Yeah, I intend to have him. I'll just ask him, is you is or is you ain't?
Is you ain't my baby? Renee Olmsted. I always enjoy listening to her, and I can listen and listen and listen. Unbelievable. I just got a kind of a flash news from Wall Street Journal. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating the circumstances surrounding Mark Hurd's departure from Hewlett-Packard. Now, wasn't this the guy that allegedly left because he maybe had some relationship with a hot-looking babe, except that it now looks like maybe this was a cover-up? Because the Securities and Exchange Commission is now claiming that the former Hewlett-Packard chief executive shared inside information about a pending acquisition. Interesting. As part of the probe, SEC is looking into claims that Hurd passed inside information about HP's then pending $13.9 billion acquisition of tech consulting company Electronic Data Systems to a former contractor in 2008 before the deal was announced. Well, I'm sure that this story will begin to unfold. You know, the days of Martha Stewart are over and done with, and they need to set somebody else up to, you know, slap somebody on the wrist so the dumb American public can say, well, see, they're working for us. They're doing the best they can to make sure that this here guy, we're all protected. Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. What else we got? I don't know. The darn news just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling in here. Gentleman wants to know, do I sell junk silver? Well, Mr. Wire, 9502, if you're not listening to the program, I'll certainly respond to your email later. Of course we sell junk silver. By what weight or whatever? About the smallest amount of junk silver that we are able to sell is a half bag. That's a $500 face value. And gentleman wants to know, well, somebody does a wire transfer, what's the shipping time on any of our, you know, the product? If as a rule, you have to understand there are certain things that speed things up or slow things up. As a general rule, if you're buying a half a bag or a bag of junk silver or a bag of silver eagles or a box of silver eagles, a box of 1 ounce silver rounds, you're buying 10 gold American Eagles or more or whatever the case may be, typically when you wire, your shipment will go out 24 hours after we have rewired to our shipper. Now, that is in most cases. Sometimes metals are moving so fast in and out the door that we're having to wait for another shipment to arrive. Now, when I know that a product is going to be delayed a few days, I'll let you know. We had a gentleman for some reason recently that ordered a half a bag of silver, and for some reason his order drug way too long. Something got lost in translation and information went to the wrong vendor. I don't know. Those darn things happen once in a while. You're dealing with human beings here. You're not dealing with machines, okay? So we got the FCC Communications, Federal Communications Commission Chairman, get this, Julius, you've never met a Southern Baptist with the name of Julius, Genachowski secured enough votes to pass controversial new rules of the road for internet traffic, a move likely to lead to more legal challenges and continued uncertainty about internet regulation. Here's part of the problem. Obama laid down. He had been vehemently opposed to the extension of the Bush tax cuts. Well, Obama finally found a way to beat the system. He finally laid down, got into a bed with a bunch of Republic rats, negotiated a deal which ticked off the Democrats. So what has it stopped? They're in there playing games with the FCC. They want to put more regulation on what you and I share amongst each other on the internet. They've got the START Act that looks like they're going to be trying to hammer down our throat. Now, this is another one of these deals that appears to be one-sided. Now, the Republicans seem to be jumping on the bandwagon saying, let's get this done, because a bunch of former Republican administrative people like, they don't call him Dick for nothing, Cheney, and let's not forget the really old guy, Mr. President Henry Kissinger. You got Scowcroft. You got a bunch of these guys saying, what's the matter with you Republicans? Go ahead and do the deal with Russia. It's not going to hurt nothing. It's not going to decrease our ability to defend ourselves, but that's not what it says. Now, Krauthammer is an interesting bird that sometimes I agree with and sometimes I disagree with. And he talked about this intensely tonight. The problem is the way that the START Treaty is written, it specifically states if there are any alterations or changes in circumstances that they could call the treaty null and void. They could declare it null and void. Now, why is it the Ruskies get to do it and we don't? Or maybe we do. But according to Krauthammer, the way this START Treaty is written is designed to, well, we can't necessarily do things to defend ourselves. He's adamant that that's the way it reads. Of course, little Wani Williams, he doesn't see it that way, but then he's a leftist good friend anyway. He's the token leftist on Fox News. I mean, there's a whole bunch more of them that are a lot more left-leaning than they are right-leaning, but I like making reference to Juan Williams, who I somehow get the distinct feeling is not Hispanic in his heritage. You know, oh, he's from south of the border, but the south side of the Chicago border, you know. Well, never mind. Here's some good news. $24.5 trillion in U.S. national debt. That's right. Oh, boy, isn't that cute? And an estimated $24.5 trillion in federal debt, our $2 trillion per year run, is spot on. Of course, another thing it's spot on is our prediction the U.S. will need not one, but two debt ceiling increases in 2011. The other claim is $144 trillion in unfunded liabilities already in 2015. Meredith Whitney claims that 50 to 100 municipal bond issues are going to collapse in 2011. I like this headline. How to tell friends and family the truth. You don't need to tell us how to tell our friends and family the truth. You need to write an article telling your the friends and the family how to listen to the truth. Oh, boy. Don't you love it? What else we got going on? What country am I living in? By the way, last week, I closed almost every program with my usual by stating without apology. But I did not use my own name. I said, without apology, I am Spartacus. You'll understand it soon. Ever seen the movie? The one with Kirk Douglas. It's quite a story. Do you understand what the movie Spartacus was about? I mean, it was real simple, folks. It's about slaves. About slaves escaping from prison and literally setting up their own army. And as Laurence Olivier sat up on a mountain giving his own variation of the Sermon on the Mount, talking to a bunch of these slaves, he demanded that Spartacus turn himself in. Well, there's a lot to the history of all this. And that if Spartacus would turn himself in, all others would be left alone. Because Spartacus, in the theme at least of the film, was not only one of the leaders of the slave movement. He is one who had been trained as a gladiator type under Olivier's character's benevolence. So, as Kirk Douglas's character begins to stand up, Tony Curtis, you know, the oyster guy, he stands up faster and says, I am Spartacus. I never did like that little pretty boy SOB. Didn't like a thing that guy ever did. Nothing. No, I didn't even like him in Some Like It Hot. Never liked Tony Curtis. His ex-wife? That's another story. Janet Leigh, come on. Tell me. She wasn't gorgeous. The thing is, to me, by the time in the mid to late 1960s, I think she was even more beautiful than she was in the 50s. She was exquisite. Not a bad actress. Bet you forgot she was in the Manchurian Candidate. Yeah. What is this? This guy's still alive? Billy Graham is still alive? Greta Van Susteren's going to be interviewing him. I didn't know that. Oh, well. So after Tony Curtis gets up and says, I am Spartacus, with his Brooklyn accent, then some other guy stands up and does it. And another guy, you got 40, 50 people, I am Spartacus. The funny one was the little Jewish guy. I am Spartacus. The voice just didn't fit. And that, my friends, is the whole point. if we are ever to win the battle, to win the war, to win our freedom back, be it with AKs or M16s or pitchforks or shovels or a stick or a rock, we are all going to have to become Spartacus. Now, I'm sure some of you were wise enough to understand that. If not, then maybe all is lost. Think of that. I am Spartacus. Harry Reid, what a weenie. What a weenie. Can't stand the guy. Now think about this. I mean, I can only imagine that the halls of the Senate were virtually awash in funding from lobbyists as Republicans joined the Democrats in the greatest assault on agriculture ever launched by our own government. There's no stopping the nefarious Harry Reid, with the country screaming no to the ill-conceived S-510 fake food safety bill. Reid was successful in attaching the agricultural police state bill to a completely unrelated bill and rammed this piece of garbage up our wazoos through the Senate once again. Oh, that's right. Don't forget they got rid of the don't ask, don't tell. Just one more step. And now that it's been passed, you've got people coming out saying, well, you know, the lifting of don't ask, don't tell isn't going to take place overnight. There's a certain mindset in the military that we're going to have to train and overcome on. We go through all this legislation, all this fighting, all this insanity for what is tantamount to less than 1% of the entirety of the U.S. military. Of course, under the terms of don't ask, don't tell, we'll never know. Maybe 80% of them are fruitcakes. So where were all these Republic rats who got the message from voters that things needed to change? Yeah, they were right in there voting right alongside their good butties, the demagogues. Even Senator Tom Coburn, a Republic rat from Oklahoma, jumped on the bandwagon and voted to pass the attack on food production and supply into law. Just amazing what bags of corporate lobbying money pieces of crap can do to politicians. The S-510 fake food safety bill was passed quickly late Sunday afternoon. Because they knew you wouldn't be watching. They knew you had that damn television on watching a football game. This is a vote taken when the Senate could be assured few were watching or even aware to vote on the criminalization of independent and family agriculture was taking place. Of course, I'm sure the average idiotic American wasn't concerned because, well, hell, that ain't going to affect my Twinkies. Just like rats scurrying across the deck of a sinking ship, senators lined up one by one to vote against the best interest of their districts and in favor of the industrialization of agriculture. And like rats, they hurriedly scurried away before the presence was detected. Rats are like that, you know. Reid says, tonight, we unanimously passed a measure to improve on our current food safety system by giving the FDA the resources it needs to keep up with advances in food production and marketing without unduly burdening farmers and food producers. What is meant by unduly? First of all, that statement by Reid is exactly what we've come to expect from him. It was an outright lie. He knows better than anyone else that this bill had nothing to do with food safety. What is relevant in the statement is alluding to the marketing exports and food production, you know, GMO, cloning, etc. He also knows that the CDC report, Centers for Disease report, that was withheld for more than a year prior to shoving this attack on America by its own government, indicated that foodborne illnesses were markedly declining, contrary to the phony emotional drivel of Senator another Dick Durbin on the Senate floor prior to the last vote in on S-510. Of course, Reed goes on to say this was the first time in almost a century the food safety system was updated. That's also a crock of doo-doo. The FDA and USDA have routinely used the Federal Register to update the food safety system, always granting themselves far-reaching authority and empowering themselves far beyond the intent of the original legislation that created the blights on America. All S-510 is going to do is unlawfully empower these agencies to openly construct a police state in agriculture with an eye on making the continuance of family and independent farming and ranching so untenable, so riddled with onerous regulations, reporting requirements, warrantless searches, seizures of private property, unnecessary licensing, property rights violations, the abrogation of individuals' right in order to benefit corporations, and all the other costs associated with those acts of aggression against independent agriculture. God, makes me want to run on down to Lowe's and buy all the seeds I can and of any kind. I don't care. I don't care if it's good seeds, bad seeds, hybrid seeds. I want to start planting food in my backyard just to invite these sons of bucks flying over my house in a helicopter to come on down. Let's dance. And I mean, let's dance. You try to squash my tomatoes, I'll make sure you're doing the horizontal mambo, face down in a pool of blood. So this character Halloran, whoever the hell Halloran is, Gene Halloran, director of food policy initiatives at the Consumers Union, said, "This is a wonderful day for consumers." Well, actually, Gene, no, it ain't. Unfortunately for people of Miss Halloran's ilk, this bill will not relieve the problem of contaminated food. This ain't a wonderful day for consumers, as this bill conspicuously did not contain any provision which identified or corrected the major causes of food-borne illnesses. All HACCP, the self-inspection protections for corporate industrialized producers and processors, the sector where most contamination occurs. It all remains in place. Gee, what goes into making of those Twinkies anyway? I don't know. Maybe we should get Twinkies to make Twinkies and we can... Yeah, that's right. We'll start making Twinkies in the military. We'll put all the Twinkies in the mess hall and let them prepare all the food. Oh, it'll be marvelous. We'll be able to have truffles. All that good crap for dinner. I know I'm kind of going a little far with it, but the whole thing ticks me off. Here we sit. S-510. You got the START bill. You got Obamacare. You've got every other kind of nonsense they keep trying to shove down our throat. Now they want to stick their nose into the internet. They wanted to do that for a long time, and you know as well as I do, the whole purpose of it is to shut us up, to prevent websites like RBN.org and Republic Trading Group posting financial news about all the devastation that's going on within the economic world. They want to shut down websites like the Federal Observer, and they want to shut down News with Views and EtherZone, and who cares about World Snot Daily? They've just become nothing more than an overly advertised bunch of jerks. Can't stomach that publication anymore. Joseph Farah, who years ago moved from Oregon to D.C. to be closer to the fight. Who the hell are you kidding, Joseph? That publication's nowhere near the publication it was 10, 11 years ago. Bought out. Sold out. Whatever you want to call it. I won't sell out. I'd just as soon imbibe a couple of Smith & Wesson Brothers cough drops first. Can't have any hate thoughts. Can't have any hate speech. And we're going to tell you how to think, how to act, how to eat, what to eat. This bill, this S-510, which is now about to be signed into law, represents an overt assault on the people of the United States by our own government. The groups chiming in support of that bill either didn't read it, which they probably didn't understand what they were reading, or frankly didn't give a rat's patoot. It is not, my friends, and never was about food safety. It is the theft and seizure of the U.S. food supply on behalf of corporations who were conspicuously protected in that bill, as they always are. You see, Harry Reid, along with 99 other sin-ators, were not at all adversely affected by this attack on agriculture. In fact, the majority of them profited quite well from voting for corporations and the eradication of domestic independent agriculture. Shame on all of them. Bribery and graft. Welcome to America. It's time to go till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Yeah. You are, and I am, Spartacus.
They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz.
It's true. Gold.